Mishnah Dalad continues. Ketzad karev hamatir kimitzvase. What does that mean when we say that the rest of the matir, the rest of the blood, must be brought according to the halacha? Shachat b'shtika. Let's say the Kohen did the shechita without having any wrong thoughts. Then, kibel v'halach v'zarak chutz l'zmana. Then he did the accepting of the blood, bringing the blood to the mezbeach, or sprinkling the blood with the intent of eating the flesh of the carbon chutz l'zmana. Aisha shachat chutz l'zmana. Or if perhaps he had the improper thought at the beginning of the service, at the shechita, and kibel v'halach v'zarak b'shtika, but the rest of it was done properly without any invalid thoughts. Oy, or else, sheshachat kibel v'halach v'zarak chutz l'zmano. If someone shechted, received it, brought the blood to the mizbeach and sprinkled it chutz l'zmano, in all these cases, zehu shekar v'amatir kimitzvasei, that it would be that the rest of the blood was brought properly, meaning there was no other psul, no other reason to invalidate this blood, this carbon, other than the specific thought of chutz l'zmano of pigel. Ketzad loy karev hamatir kimitzvasei. What would be the scenario where the matir is not brought kimitzvasei? That would be as follows. Shechat chutzim kamo. The beginning of the service, which is the shechita, was done with the thought of eating the meat outside of the allocated area. That inherently makes the karban pasul. And then, kibel v'halach v'zarek chutzis mano. The next kohen would then go and do the Kabbalah and the Hailacha and the Zrika with the intent of Chutz L'Zmano, so now the pigles are being done on a carbon that's already pasul. Or what about this case? Sheshachat Chutz L'Zmano, if he shechted it with the intent of doing Chutz L'Zmano, so now it's pigle from the onset, but Kibel v'halach v'zar Chutz L'Zmano, but the Kabbalah, the Hailacha, or the Zrika were done with thoughts of eating it outside of the allocated area. In that case, the psul comes following the pigle, but that too would be considered loy karav hamatir kimitzvasei, and there would not be a chiyuv karis. Or another scenario, aisha shachat kibel v'halach v'zarek chutzim kaimai. Or if he did the shechita and the kabbalah and the halacha and the zrika chutzim kaimai, those are all cases of loy karav hamatir kimitzvasei, where you cannot be chiyuv karis for the pigel. Now the Mishnah says, HaPesach v'achatas, the carbon Pesach, or the carbon chatas, that we said in Mishnah Aleph, was that it's the Pesach bizmano yishaloy l'shmo is pasul, or a chatas is pasul shaloy l'shmo the whole year. What if shachton shaloy l'shmon, what if you did the shechita shaloy l'shmo, so that would right away make it pasul, and the case of Pesach would be where it was done on the 14th in the afternoon, which would make it pasul. But kibel v'halach v'zarek chutz l'zmano, the kabbalah, the halacha, or the zrika were done with the kavana of pigel. So again, the carbon was pasul before the issue of pigel came up. Or sheshachtan chutz l'zmano, or let's say the shechita was done chutz l'zmano, so it was first pigel, and then kibel v'halach v'zarek shel l'shmon, then you did the kabbalah, the halacha, or the zrika shelo l'shmas. So now we have another psul coming down upon a carbon which is already pasul as pigel. Or if he did the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika all shalei l'shmon, that would be a scenario of zehu shalei karev hamatir kimitzvasei. These cases too would be loy karev hamatir kimitzvasei, since the only time pigel will be chayev kares is if the only issue is pigel. Any other issue that arises either prior to the pigel or post pigel would right away take off the punishment of kares. Mishnah Hay. Lechol kezayis b'chutz u'kezayis l'machar. In the last Mishnah we were talking about where a person can have an invalid machshava at one stage of the hakrava, either the zrika or the kabbalah, for example, and then he'll have a valid one in another part of the avoda, in the zrika, for example. Now we're going to talk about if you have two conflicting kavanas, a good kavana, a kasher kavana, and a puzzle kavana in the same avoda. So let's say a person did shechita, lechol kezayis b'chutz, with intent to eat a kezayis of the meat outside the Beis HaMikdash, u'kezayis l'machar, and to eat a kezayis chutz l'zmano. So one kezayis was a kavana of chutz l'mkomo, and another kezayis was a kavana of chutz l'zmano. Or if he had in mind, kezayis l'machar, u'kezayis b'chutz. The first kezayis was chutz l'mkomo, and the second kezayis would be chutz l'mkomo. The first kezayis was chutz l'zmano, and the second kezayis of chutz l'mkomo. Or if he had in mind, kechatzi zayis b'chutz u'kechatzi zayis l'machar, half of a kezayis to be outside, and half of a kezayis to be the next day, or kechatzizayis lamachar, kechatzizayis bechutz, or vice versa, half a kezayis the next day and half a kezayis out of the allocated area. The halacha is puzzle, the carbon will be puzzle gained by karis, and there's no karis, meaning the two halves of a kezayis can join together and validate the improper kavana and therefore make the carbon puzzle. So too, thinking of one kezayis bachutz and one kezayis of limachar, we would not be mechayev kares, because although there is pigel here, but you still have another psul involved, which is the psul of chutzim komo. Amar Rav Yehuda Zehakal, this should be your general guiding rule. Im machsheves hazman kodem lemachsheves hamakom. If the first psul was the psul of pigel, and that was followed by a psul of chutzim komo, pigel vechayavin lev kares, there it's pigel and your chayev kares. However, if the machshava of chutzim komo came first before the machshava of pigol, then pasul ve'ein b'karis is pasul, and there is no karis. This is obviously against what we just learned in the prior Mishnah, that it makes no difference at which point the other psul comes. As long as there is another psul other than the pigol, there would be no chi of karis. And that is how the Mishnah now continues and says, v'chachamim, what did chachamim say, referring back to our Tanakhama, zev is a pasul ve'ein b'karis. In both cases, it's going to be pasul, and there's no punishment of karis. Now the Mishnah says, lechol kechatzis zayis ulehakter kechatzis zayis. If the Kohen had in mind to do half of a kezayis chutz lezmano, and to be maktir, half of a kezayis of the innards, on the mizbeach chutz lezmano, do we say that the two halves of a kezayis can join together to make it that he had an improper thought on an entire kezayis, thus invalidating the carbon? The Mishnah says, kosher. It is kosher, meaning the two half of kezayis do not join. She'ein achila ve'haktara mitzdarfin, because the eating and sacrificing are not mitzdarif to make one kezayis. Although, to eat a kezayis chutz lezmano and to eat a kezayis chutz lekomo, half of a kezayis still bond together because they're both achilas adam. But haktara, which is the achila of the mizbeach, cannot join together with achilas adam to make an entire kezayis.